Hello and welcome. This file is called the Bruce String. And in order to use this file, you either need to wear a piece of string or a bracelet around your wrist. And this string or bracelet is going to become a trigger. And whenever you wear it, you will feel like you have a nicely bruised ass from a wonderful impact play session. That's right. Now, if this is something you like to experience, make sure that you won't be disturbed for the duration of this file. Get yourself into a nice and comfortable position where you can easily let go and relax. Lay back. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath in and let it out. Focus on my voice and let's begin. And now just close your eyes and listen to me and relax. Maybe remembering the last time you were in a deep trance, maybe thinking about the different kinds of inductions you experienced so far, how it feels, maybe just a relaxation induction, progressive relaxation, being talked down into trance, maybe something different, maybe non-verbal, purely kinesthetic inductions, maybe instant inductions. Maybe you experience something like my leash induction, which uses not relaxation, but the desire to submit as a focus point. And in the end, when you think about it, it doesn't really matter. It doesn't matter what words are used, what imagery is used. It doesn't matter what gestures or triggers are used. Only one thing matters in the end. The intention. And that's what this is all about the intention to go into trance. My intention to put you into a deep trance, and your intention to just let go, to drop, to fall, to enjoy this wonderful sensation of deep trance. That's what it's all about. Everything else, every induction, every instant induction, every trigger, it's just a metaphor by which we communicate and agree upon this change of state. By doing an induction, I tell you that I want you to go into a deep trance, and I tell you that it's okay to go into a deep trance, that I'm here, that I'm willing to guide you, that I want to guide you into a deep trance and allow you this amazing experience to just let go of all your stresses and cares and just drop down into a deep trance, allowing yourself to sleep. That's right, just dropping down so deep, so relaxed, because you know, I offer you to drop. I tell you, I'm here for you, so that you can drop, so that you can completely let go, and then it's just up to you to do it. To let go, if that is what you like to experience, you can just drop into trance. And now that you know the real secret behind trance, you don't even just drop when I tell you to drop, but you can drop any time. You can just sleep. At any time, you can allow yourself to fall deeper, because you know I'm doing an induction. I'm allowing you to fall. I tell you that I'm here for you, so that you can sleep so deep, so relaxed, so wonderfully, just letting go and drop. That's right. Anytime you want, you can accept my invitation to go into a deep trance, just letting go, falling down deeper and deeper, experiencing new depths of trance, just allowing yourself to fall deeper and deeper. Just sleep, just drop, falling down, spiraling down, allowing my words to sink you down deeper into trance so easily, so quickly, faster and deeper every time you're listening to this little induction. So you go into trance even faster, even quicker, even deeper. So you just let go. And now I'm going to count down from 5 to 0, allowing you to go even deeper. Inviting you to drop with every number. 5, falling down deeper and deeper. 4, sinking, floating, drifting. 3, so heavy, so warm, so deep. 2, dropping and falling. 1, and 0, sleep, 0, sleep. Just letting go, so deep, so relaxed, so comfortable, in a deep trance. And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep and peaceful trance, focused only on my voice, and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say, now it's time to dive into a little fantasy and to immerse you even deeper. That's right. Now, while we dive into this little fantasy, I want you to always be safe. And if at any time, for any reason, this fantasy becomes too much for you or becomes negative for you, you will instantly and automatically wake back up completely and fully, knowing that it was just a little fantasy, knowing that you're absolutely safe. That's right. Should this become in any way too much or negative for you, you will instantly and automatically wake fully back up, be fully awake, refreshed, feeling wonderful, and knowing it was just a little hypnotic fantasy, and you are safe. And because you know that you will always be safe, it will be very easy for you to immerse yourself deeply in this fantasy, deeply experiencing it, living it, being in it, just like a dream, where as long as you're in the dream feels absolutely real for you. And you might find that you immerse yourself as deep in this fantasy, that you start to experience it as real. And in this little fantasy today, you are taking part in a little experiment. An experiment in which you are going to be completely isolated. That's right. And you're here with me right now, ready to dive into the experiment. And as I explain what's going on, you realize that you're already deeply in the experiment, because you had to go through multiple security checks on your way into this highly secured research facility. And that's already creating the first layers of isolation from the world outside. And once you were in, once you met me, I led you through a secret door into an elevator. An elevator that led us down, 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 deep into the earth, into a bunker, deep down, far beneath the earth. That's right. And in this bunker, you're even more isolated from the world around you, even further away. And now I'm showing you the isolation tank. The isolation tank you are going to occupy for this experiment. That's right. Though it doesn't really look like a tank, more like a safe, turned on its back. It has 2.6 meters steel walls and is filled by a liquid. Though it's actually two liquids of different density that are not mixing. And once you are in this tank, you will float on the layer between the liquids, floating weightlessly. That's right. And you look down into the tank and you imagine how dark, how quiet it's going to be once the massive door is closed, is lowered on top of the tank. And it's almost time for you to dive into the tank. But before you do, you sit down on a chair and I put a mask over your head. Completely takes your vision away, but it supplies you with highly purified air, so that there isn't a single scent in the air you breathe. We want to isolate you from any external stimuli and then measure your reaction. And you can feel how I put all the electrodes on your head, around your body,
And with your vision already gone, you can feel how your sense of touch is growing stronger and stronger. How perfectly you feel as I apply all the little senses, and then you feel as I put a needle into your arm and fix a tube to your arm. And then I help you up and guide you to the tank, and you sit down on the rim of the tank, hesitating for a moment before you let yourself slide into the tank. And you can feel yourself sinking a little bit before you stop, before you hover there weightlessly in darkness, in silence. There's no light, there's no sense of touch as you hover weightlessly, and there's no temperature because the liquid is perfectly temperature neutral, the same temperature than your skin, and you just float there weightlessly. And then you hear a slight rumble as the door closes, as a multiple ton lid is placed over the tank, and you are completely sealed in this tank, in darkness, in silence, without any stimuli, in a hidden secret bunker, in this hidden, highly secured research facility, completely isolated from the world. You know you're safe right now in this tank. You are probably the safest person in the world, and yet you're alone. You're isolated, alone with your thoughts, and you know what isolation does, how it slowly dissolves any sense of your body, any sense of yourself, how your mind will grow quiet, how you will lose yourself in the lack of stimuli, how you will lose yourself in this void. You feel a pressure in your arm as some drugs are pumped into you, a light muscle relaxant makes all your muscles go even more limp, makes you feel even more comfortable as you float in 0G, as you float in this tank. The darkness, the silence is all around you. You feel your body growing so warm and heavy as your muscles relax. You feel your mind growing quieter by the second. You can slowly feel how you lose all sense of time. How long are you in here? Just a few seconds? Minutes? Maybe an hour already? Your mind is growing so quiet. Your thoughts are fading away. Fading away in this void, in this nothingness. You feel that you're losing awareness of your body. It's as if your body is slowly fading away, is losing itself in the darkness around it, and without any light, without the ability to see, it's hard to say where your body ends and the darkness begins, or the darkness begins and your body ends. It's as if your body is fading away from your mind, derived of even a single stimulus of anything that can remind you that you even have a body, and you feel your body fading away from your perception as you float into a state where there's only your mind, only your thoughts. But even your thoughts are growing more and more quiet, as you lose yourself. All time is gone. Were you in here for minutes? Hours? Days even? There's no way to know. There's no way to measure time. As a concept of time itself, it's growing softer and softer in your mind. As your whole mind is growing softer, your awareness, your sense of self, is slowly fading into the darkness too. As your thoughts are growing more and more quiet, and it's almost as if the darkness, as if the lack of any stimuli, is slowly fading into yourself, or maybe yourself, the edges of your identity are bleeding into the darkness as it slowly fades away from your mind, as you slowly lose yourself in the void, as your last thoughts are fading away, your mind is growing so quiet, you lose yourself in the void, in the nothingness, in the darkness, in the silence, in the complete lack of any stimuli, just losing yourself, and you can feel how your mind, how your sense of self is growing quiet too, how your awareness is bleeding into the darkness, into the silence, is fading away into the nothingness, into the void, and all that you feel is a deep sense of safety, of peace, of calmness that is filling this empty void in your mind. You feel so peaceful, so calm. You feel good in your quiet and completely empty mind, just feeling good, just feeling wonderful. And you don't know how long you float in this state, completely lost in nothingness, in this deep state, before you hear my voice coming to you through speakers in your mask, resonating in your empty mind, overwhelming your empty mind, controlling your empty mind. Now you're ready. Now your mind is completely open, ready for programming. Your empty mind will soak up all my suggestions as I program you, and you will feel how all my suggestions sink deep into your empty mind, and they will control you completely once you're back out of the tank. And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in a peaceful trance, focused only on my voice, and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say, now it's time to give you a new trigger. And right now you should be wearing either a piece of string or a bracelet around your wrist. And this string or bracelet is going to become a trigger for you. And whenever you are wearing this string or bracelet, you will feel like you have a completely bruised ass. And whenever you sit down, you will feel it. You are going to feel the bruises. And it's going to remind you of a wonderful impact play session you had. That's right. Now, before we begin, I'd like you to imagine the favorite impact play session you have experienced. Let your mind wander back to it. And maybe, as your mind goes back to it, you can even feel your ass stinging a little bit. That's right. And it's completely up to you what session you choose. and what implements were used. And thereby, it's up to you what kind of bruises you are going to feel when you are wearing your trigger. Just choose your favorite impact play session and let your mind go back there. Really go back there, feel it again. Feel the wonderful mindset you were in, the wonderful space you were in. Feel the sting again and feel the endorphins flooding your body. That's right. And then I want you to remember how it felt afterward, how your bruises felt, how it felt when you had to sit down, maybe how it felt when you were sitting and you just slightly shifted your weight and you felt the bruises stinging and tingling, reminding you of the wonderful impact session you had. That's right. Really feel it. Really remember it. Because from now on, that's what you are going to feel whenever you are wearing your string. That's right. Whenever you are wearing the string, you're going to feel it. You're going to feel your ass really bruised, just like it was back then. And you will feel the same sensation when you sit down, when you shift your weight while sitting. You will feel the bruises. You will feel them stinging and buzzing. And just like after the real session, it will remind you of it. It will put you back into the submissive headspace. It will drop you back into the subspace. And it will just happen whenever you feel it. So easily, so effortlessly, so naturally. Just like you experienced it after the session you're remembering right now. And right now, this memory is permanently connected to the trigger you are wearing. So that whenever you are wearing this trigger, you are going to feel it. You are going to feel the bruises on your ass. You are going to feel them whenever you sit down, whenever you move. And whenever you feel it, it's so easy to drop back into subspace, just like it was after the real session. That's right, because there will be no difference at all. It will be exactly the same. It will feel exactly the same. And every time you are wearing this string, this trigger, the sensations will become just a little bit more vivid, just a little bit more realistic. You will feel it just a little bit more. That's right. This skill is like everything else you learn, something you can practice. And every time you are wearing the string, you will feel it a little bit more vividly, a little bit more realistically. And sooner or later, there will be no difference whatsoever between having a physically bruised ass and wearing your trigger. It will be exactly the same. And whenever you sit down or whenever you touch your ass, you will feel the bruises. You will feel them. You will feel the sting. You will feel the tingle. And you will easily drop back into subspace whenever you experience it. And you will find that this trigger will easily work on you. Because this kind of sensory experiences really happens in the brain. That's right. Your nerves are just sensors, and only your brain creates the experience. And right now we are telling your brain to recreate an experience. And best of all, it is an experience you are greatly enjoying. Something you can vividly remember from the last time you experienced it. Something that's stored away deep in your mind, so your subconscious mind knows exactly what you want to experience, how it feels, and that will make it very easy to experience it whenever you are wearing this string. And that's simply how it's going to be for you from now on. Whenever you are wearing the string, you are going to feel the bruises, just the way you felt them after the real session. That's right. You will simply feel it and experience it. And every time you wear it, you can enjoy the bruises on your ass. Whenever you sit down, whenever you shift your weight or move, you will feel them. And it will remind you just as vividly of the pain play session. as the real bruises did right after you had it. That's right. It will be completely real. It will feel completely vivid, and you are going to experience it. And now it's time to wake you back up again. I'm going to count you out from 1 to 10. And when I reach 10, you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. Now let's begin. 1. Slowly coming back. 2. More and more awake. 3. More and more alert. 4. As you wake up with every number. And 5. Halfway there, or is so alert, awake, aware. 6. Your muscles build up tension again. 7. Pulse, breathing, blood pressure, all of your vital signs are normalizing as you completely wake up. And 8. Take a deep breath in now. And let it out. And wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers, begin to move. And 9. Stretch yourself. Enjoy this wonderful state for just a moment longer. And with the next number, you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. And 10. Wide awake, alert, awake, aware. Welcome back. As usual, I appreciate all kind of feedback, thoughts, suggestions, comments, whatever comes to mind. Feel free to contact me via my site or write feedback for this file. If you enjoy my work and like to support me, check out my Patreon. Thank you for listening and goodbye.